There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Now 7 after the hour, and another hour of powerful health information is here for you to consume. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is with me. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Good Day Health Program. Join us at 888-553-7536 with your intelligent, well-thought-out question. Tell us your story, and then ask the question, and we'll get at it. And sometimes if people send us email, Ken, we can edit through it a little bit and come to some synthesis of what the ideas are that are being expressed and what the question is. Help yourself, though. We're happy to help. That's why we're here. Plus, to update you on the medical news of the week. Certainly a lot of people are talking about Bruce Jenner or Kylie Jenner and what this does to is that her? That his name is changing it to Kylie, or is there what? Who's
no? Kylie Jenner is one of his kids.
Oh,
he has right. 10 kids.
Well, let's talk about the whole family. We'll start with Bruce, who's transitioning to becoming a woman. A lot of people have seen the video, seen pictures. He's been talking about this off and on, or people have been speculating for months as to what really is the story. And then I think we ought to talk about gender identity. And what it is that gets, what's going on in somebody's head, and more importantly, because you're a medical doctor, what's going on in your body that makes it cry out for this sort of attention or change?
Boy, you're asking questions. If I knew the answers, I'd go get the Nobel Prize.
Take a shot.
We're biologically born with a particular sex. We're genetically either male or female, depending on the chromosomes we have, the X and the Y chromosomes. Remember our high school biology. You have two X's, you're female. You have a Y, you're a male. Genetically, biologically. But as we develop, and you'll have the biological anatomy of your sex, as we develop, sometimes psychologically, there's not a match between what our biology is and what we feel psychologically. And this can become quite disconnected. And some people, about 700,000 Americans, it's estimated, become transgender. There's a total disconnect between what they are biologically and what how they see themselves as mentally. And Bruce Jenner apparently states he's dealt with this his whole life. He's 65, and he doesn't want to keep this in the closet anymore, and he is now actively taking female hormones, estrogen, to try to develop more physically into a female, because he says he emotionally, mentally feels as though he is a woman, and he wants to get his body to match. Of course, he will never be able to ovulate, to have a period. He won't obviously be able to give birth, get pregnant, but he can develop what we call secondary sex traits. He can actually develop breasts. He can develop some curves where he wants it. Get softer skin as a woman has because of estrogen. These are all effects of estrogen, that's what he's trying to do, to look a little more feminine, to match how he feels. Apparently, he was a cross-dresser from a young age, and
really?
Yes, he dressed up, went to his mother's closet quite often. And, you know, my opinion about this is, you know, as long as an individual is not hurting anybody else,
right,
let's live and let live and let one, pursue in their privacy. And if they're dignified about it and, it's not in everybody's face, no matter what your sexuality is, if you have some honor and dignity about it, who cares?
That's the thing. There's so many people. I was just on a blog of people who are trying to improve their lot in life. And one of the things that these people, a group of men, it's sort of a program that I'm involved in, and they're talking about judgment and passing judgment. And that's the conversation back and forth among these men in this group, in this blog. And it came to me as we were talking about Bruce Jenner, or looking at all of the things you watched Diane Sawyer last night, or you see some of the pictures around, you cover the story. People are so judgmental. Why? What difference does it make to you if it's sort of like these people who are against gay marriage because they say it'll ruin the institution of marriage? How is somebody, whether two women or two men getting together, if they love each other, how's that going to affect your marriage? I've never gotten that. I don't understand that at all.
I don't want to argue that position, but what they'll say is they take a few positions. One, they take a religious perspective, and then they'll say also is, where does it stop? Does it become, seven men or six women, or where does it? That's where that argument tends to go.
Well, just to finish off the thing from the blog, one of the things that you just pointed out, you hit the nail on the head. Judgment comes from religious prejudice, religious ideas, religious teachings, whatever it is. Back to my original question, how does any of this hurt anybody? It's none of my business and none of your business what Bruce Jenner wants to do with his body. It makes for interesting conversation because people haven't got enough going on in their own lives, or they don't want to look at their own lives and see what's going on. So they look at somebody else's life and say, my God, look at that guy. He's developing breasts. He's got long hair. He's 65 years old. How come he hasn't gotten it right yet? Yada, 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 yada.
Well, I think what happens is often when you deal with this, it makes a lot of people uneasy.
Yeah, of course it does.
And that's why they respond so with so much judgment. But again, my feeling, again, is if he doesn't hurt anybody, who cares?
All right, so what's the story with Kylie? Kylie is one of his children, yes?
Exactly. He has a number of children, I believe 10, about half from inherited through marriage, half truly genetic. And Kylie is one of his daughters, and one of the latest trends among teenagers is dangerously trying to emulate the lips of this reality TV star, Kylie Jenner. The 17-year-old, Keeping Up with the Kardashians cast member, is known for her plump lips, Doug. Yeah. She denies rumors of plastic surgery and says lip liner is her secret. Now teens are trying to enhance their lips, sparking the trending Twitter topic, hashtag Kylie Jenner Challenge. One method to get a natural pout is by putting your lips into, and I'm not advocating for this, I'm just telling you what's going on, is to put your lips into a small glass and sucking as hard as you can. This causes the lips to briefly swell as they would with a cosmetic injection. However, the downside is that this method can cause serious pain, bruising, and scarring around the mouth. I don't recommend it. It looks like you have a hickey around your mouth.
Terrific. All right. But wait a minute. Am I, by my comments there, by that noise, am I passing judgment?
I think there's a downside, because you can really scar up your face doing this.
Yeah. All right. Dr. Ken, 888-553-7536. Let's work our way through something else that's important when we look at our face. You get up in the morning, many of the things actually that we talk about here, your teeth, your eyes, your face, your hair, ways of helping you through or by or around some of the problems that we all have. Many of you have smoked for a long time. Hopefully you've stopped. Dr. Ken's going to tell you about cigars in a matter of moments. You're not going to find any. Those of you who like to smoke cigars are not going to like the information Ken's going to pass out. But then there is drinking wine and tea and coffee and stuff that really get in the way of you having a pleasant and happy and bright smile.
Ladies, if you haven't ordered Genuously yet, then today's your lucky day. Announcing the Mother's Day sale at Chamonix with the best discount on Genuously all-natural treatment for bags and puffiness under the eyes. Genuously uses the power of plant stem cells to target those bags and puffiness you've had for years. And it works. Here's Margaret from Westbury, New York. She tells us, I love how Genuously helps reduce the puffiness and lines around my eyes. I felt it working so fast. I'm so happy I decided to try these products. Now I can live without them. Now she says she can't live without them. So call right now and you'll get Genuously's best price of the year, a free upgrade to express shipping, plus a surprise Mother's Day Chamonix luxury package, free with your order. But there's more. You'll also get double the Genuously immediate effects, so you can look younger in 12 hours, guaranteed, or your money back.
Wait a minute. Did I just introduce Power Swabs and you did Genucel? I think maybe the two pieces came together. All right, well, here we go. Genucel, 800-822-6145. I don't think we got all the information in on that last hour anyway. 800-822-6145. Say goodbye to the puffiness and the bags around your eyes and the lines, that sort of thing. If you call in the next 20 minutes and mention Dr. Ken, you'll get a jar of their legendary Esthetique face cream free, just for trying Genucel. 800-822-6145. That's 800-822-6145.
This is a MultiView special report brought to you by More Fitness and Shape magazines. Thousands of women packed New York City's Central Park on Sunday, April 19th to run the 12th annual More Fitness Shape Women's Half Marathon, a New York Roadrunners event. In celebration of Earth Day, More Fitness and Shape magazines kicked off the race by raising awareness for the importance of sustainability and recognizing women making a difference in this field. Natalie Morales and Erica Hill of NBC's Today hosted and ran the race, and Olympian Dina Castor competed for the third consecutive year. Elizabeth Goodman, artist, editor-in-chief, Shape Magazine.
It was a joy to share in the accomplishments of the thousands of women from all over the world who came to Central Park for one common cause, to take charge of their fitness goals and become a better version of themselves.
For more information, please visit morefitnesshalf.com. That's morefitnesshalf.com.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy, runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy, runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Ready for spring party season? Lifestyle expert Limor Suss says it all starts with fresh taste.
Sabra salsa is made with hand-picked, vine-ripened Roma tomatoes and pieces of fresh vegetables. The simple ingredients serve up a fresh, clean taste as the perfect menu item for that next spring get-together.
Of course, what's a party without cocktails?
Pinnacle Vodka offers premium quality at a price that won't break the bank. With more than 40 playful flavors, it's easy to add your favorite to one or two mixers and create a huge variety of delicious seasonal cocktails.
There's even new technology to help spice things up.
The LG G Flex 2 displays brilliant clarity and color on a revolutionary 5.5-inch curved full HD screen, and it captures amazing memories with its 13-megapixel camera.
Finally, be sure to keep things cool.
The new Igloo Party Bar, powered by LitUp, has an exclusive LED light system, rolls your drinks wherever you need them, and comes equipped with essentials, including a built-in bottle opener, drink dividers, and wine caddy.
Learn more at videopump.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
If you're young at heart,
let's get back to our conversation about medical care, your well-being, your health, questions, comments, information about the news of the week, 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. His late cardiology unit is in Mount Dora, Florida. Should you like to go to Florida, whether it's summer, fall, winter, or spring, you might enjoy the fact that this is close to Disney World. Take a trip down there with your family and get checked out by Dr. Ken. His office number is 352-735-1400, or 800 Lake Cardio is also a way of accessing him, or go on the web to lakecardiology.com. 352-735-1400. I'm Doug Steffen. Dr. Ken and I now entertain a visit from Betty in Bozeman, Montana. Betty, how may Dr. Ken be of service to you, ma'am? Thanks for the call.
Good morning, Dr. Ken.
I have reflux probably.
Well, I know I do. And I just want your opinion on an endoscopy, and is it necessary to have an endoscopy?
Great question, Betty, because this is such an incredibly controversial area in medicine, because this has been an identified area of overuse and potentially too much spending. And you get the GI doctors to together, and they have some fun debating this. The issue here is that reflux, where the acid from the stomach coming back up into the feeding tube, the esophagus, is so common, very common. You know, it's estimated maybe half of adults in their lifetime will at some point get some reflux. And the concern is that it can lead to what's called Barrett's esophagus, where the lining of the feeding tube, the esophagus, because of the continuous wear and tear of the acid, starts looking like intestinal lining. And this has a significant increase of risk leading to cancer, adenocarcinoma of the esophagus. And that's the genie in the bottle, is will the reflux lead to cancer? And the only way to know is by putting the periscope down and looking. But only about 10% of people who have reflux will end up having Barrett's esophagus. So you end up having to look at a lot of people and tell them they're fine to pick up a few people. And that's where the big controversy is. what happens is, what I recommend is, at the first sign of reflux, is not what you want to need or do, but what you want to do is you want to give up the smoking, you want to get down to ideal body weight, use some of these acid suppressors for a short-term period, and if that doesn't help, if you're continuing to have persistent chronic reflux, then you just have to think about talking to the GI doctor and letting them look and making sure that you don't have this bad. Betty, how long have you had reflux for?
Off and on. I had a huge anxiety attack, and I got it after that. And I've had it off and on for, and I'm a health nut, perfect weight, everything. About a year, probably a year, longer than I want. I've done the Prilosec routine. I've done the Zantac routine, and it feels like I have something stuck in my chest.
Can I jump in here?
Okay, but give me a second, Betty. Yeah. Give me a second. So, Betty, you feel like more than just the burning, you feel like you have difficulty swallowing?
I don't have any burning. I have, and I've never had any burning. I have a drainage that goes down the back of my throat.
Okay.
Pretty constant. I think that is causing the reflux. And I have my bed elevated 3.5 inches too. I feel like I have something stuck in my right above, down in my throat.
That is a reason to take a look.
Because
the concern is that you may have an obstruction, and you don't want in the middle of the night to start vomiting and have the ambulance escort you to the hospital. And
what I figured.
But if you have that feeling of fullness, that's could be a complication of reflux, and that needs to be looked at. If it is, it can be easily dilated without opening you up, actually through the tube down your throat by a very skilled gastroenterologist. So find one, ask. Do you have a good family doctor, a good internist, good primary care doctor?
We do, and we have a good
Bozeman is a very good Bozeman is a very good medical community. I have a number of patients who go who spend the summer there.
Let me spend 60 seconds on this with you, Betty. I had an endoscopy last year. I had and found a little ulcer that came about as a result of some of the same things you're talking about. My guess is, as you have suggested, if you've listened to me for any amount of time, you know that I'm very focused on my health as well, physically, emotionally, mentally.
Yeah.
But that comes about sometimes from the realization that you're looking for something that you don't have, or there's some sort of anxiety in your life, there's something that's not fulfilled. The mind, body, spirit connection is at play here, in my estimation.
Yep.
The endoscopy is completely painless. If you haven't had a colonoscopy, get one at the same time. The tubes go in both ends. You're out for a couple of hours, and then they'll know what is all. The reflux that I had, and Ken will tell you this, came about as a result in part because of certain anxieties. There's a mental component that goes with your physical reality, and that you probably want to address in one way or another. You probably find some good reading on it to relax your mind, because I think you're not, you sound worried. I don't think you have to be. All right, let's see what happens.
Let us know what they find, baby.
Yep, half past the hour on the Good Day Health Program.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall call between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Walland Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Before the new hour, this is the Good Day Health Program. 2 hours of health information, stressing the research that's been done in the medical journals. That's the information Dr. Ken Kronhaus passes along to you. He'll happily take your call or your questions in the form of an email, drken@drkenshow.com. You can send it to me, doug@dougstefan.com. 888-553-7536 for intelligent, well-thought-out questions. A lot of people this weekend are talking about the country of Nepal, which has been rocked by a very deadly earthquake. Hundreds of people are dead. The question comes on what after the event. I mean, there's a seismological scientific cause for this, but then from the medical point of view, what sort of the water usually is no good. All kinds of health concerns. People die of various things that come as a result of everything being disrupted. So this is pretty disturbing stuff, Ken.
It is, and very disturbing. And the medical issues and challenges of an earthquake, when you get to about 8.0, 7.9 on the Richter scale, are overwhelming. And I'm a guy who trained at the University of California in San Francisco, so earthquakes were something that I lived through, that we talked about all the time. The medical challenges are something to be dealt with. Obviously, with the initial earthquake, there's going to be a lot of initial trauma. There's going to be the first wave wave of death. And these things occur in waves. And after this initial death toll, the second mortality, Doug, peak usually occurs about a few hours later after the quake, when those with serious injuries such as liver or spleen lacerations, pelvic fractures, and subdural hematomas, those are injuries to the brain, they succumb to their injuries. And then the third peak follows within days to weeks following an earthquake, as people with sepsis or infections in the blood and multi-organ failure, this is usually due to severe blood infections, they die of their injuries. And those suffering from chronic diseases such as diabetes and heart disease, they're also subjected to a higher death risk because crucial medicines and care just get cut off from those who need it.
All right. So there will be calls for you to give to help in the reconstruction, the fate of the people who are there, medical help, that sort of thing. Be careful. This is me speaking. I'm not speaking for Ken. I'm not a believer in the Red Cross at all. There may be some earthquake-related 501c3s that will be set up to help these people. You'll want to know how much of the money is going to help. There will be tons of scams. Tons of scams. People asking you to contribute to supposedly help the earthquake victims in Nepal. Just be careful. Use some common sense and perhaps go to some charity, or maybe there's something being done through your church or religious organization, some group, the Knights of Columbus, somebody that you're affiliated with. I'm just using them as credible ways for people to give to various causes and charities. But don't just go willy-nilly online and give to somebody that's put up Nepal earthquake. Send your money here. Nonsense. 99% of that money is going to go into somebody else's pocket. It not into the people who need the help.
This is a big one. This is really overwhelming.
Yes, this is a big
They're effort. Already, this is just the beginning of the reports. Already 700 people dead.
Yeah, this is very powerful. All right, 888-553-7536. Now, those of you, this is a weekend program, and a lot of radio stations have special weekend program, a lot of good specialty shows. The Money Pit is one of them. There's a fellow named Cigar Dave who has a show, and I'm not here to tell you that I think that what he espouses is good, bad, or indifferent. But when you listen to Ken, you may want to, if you have a chance to listen to his program, call him up and ask him to comment on the latest news about cigars and your health.
I'd love to tranquilize Cigar Dave and then hear him talk about this one. The risk of dying from smoking-related disease, this is out of the FDA. They did a study and they published it in BMC Public Health. So the risk of dying from smoking-related disease is just as high for some cigar smokers as it is for people who smoke cigarettes. So for so long, people thought, oh, I don't inhale. Oh, cigars are nothing to worry about. And this publication is trying to create some facts that are totally different from what is currently believed by many. Cigar smokers are at risk of dying from a range of common smoking-related diseases, including heart disease, stroke, and several types of cancer, according to this study. Cigar smokers are also at risk of certain throat and neck cancers, suggesting that they may be inhaling more smoke than they think.
Well, there's a certain intuitiveness to this, so I don't want to sound like a hypocrite. I'm very anti-smoking, as you know, Ken. I've never smoked anything in my life. I've never done any drugs. That's just my choice. I have made that choice. You may make a different choice. Some of you may enjoy. There is a new fad now, women smoking cigars. I don't know if they're inhaling or not, but anything that I've ever read about cigars and pipes and that sort of thing, a direct line to gum cancer, lip cancer, skin cancer, all kinds of things that can befall you. So, yeah, it may be a pleasant way, and it's an interesting social experiment, and all of those things. And you do what you want. You make your own judgments after you have all the information. I'm just telling you that in terms of what it does or potentially can do to you would seem to me to far outweigh whatever benefits there are. People tell others that they smoke cigarettes because it calms them down. You don't get any of that benefit from smoking a cigar, I don't think. But all of that stuff aside, just think about if you are really interested in this, then you'll do some reading. It can take, you know, if in this circumstance, I'm a hypocrite because if I said I believe this study, I'd be a hypocrite because I don't believe much of anything that comes out of the FDA. So if you throw that aside and just use your intuition, intuitively, you got to think smoking cigars or putting anything in your mouth that has a flame attached to it, that's hot, that's got smoke coming out of it, and you're breathing it, intuitively, you got to think that's not good for you. I would think, never mind the FDA, who gives a damn about them? And am I right, Ken? I mean, this is just an intuitive thought process that anybody, why would anybody stick something in their mouth that was hot, on fire, produced smoke, and think that it wasn't going to hurt them?
If you want to take care of your body, I have never gotten it either.
No. You've never smoked either, have you?
No.
No. Okay. So that's it. A couple of goody-goodies.
But again, we're not passing judgment.
No.
We're just giving out
common sense. My God, it's just nothing but common sense. Why would you destroy that wonderful body that nature created? The more I look at my grandson, who's now 4 months old, and see how this little tyke is coming along. I have forgotten since my children were small, and maybe it's because I didn't have the time, really. It's one of those parental regrets that many of us have about time. We spend time working and supposedly doing, and you forget those things that are part of nature, and your natural instinct is to, when you're younger especially, spend all your time, let's see, I've got to have a career, I've got to do this and that. But we're also raising a family at that time. So maybe if you look at your grandchildren, if you have them, I've never had, this is my first grandchild, and it has done an amazing thing in terms of my own focus on what my children are about, and what life is about. You look at this, and maybe it's because I followed it. My daughter couldn't get pregnant in the normal way, so she and her husband decided to go to UCLA, they're both on the faculty there, and get in vitro, in vitro fertilization, right, Ken? Is that what it's called?
Yes.
Yeah, so they got that, and she tried once, and it didn't work, so they tried it again, and it did work. And this baby, when I think about all that I learned from every day's conversation with my daughter, okay, there are two cells that got together, and there's four cells, and then there's eight cells, and then you think they're just little blobs in a petri dish. And then you begin to see, she would show me the ultrasounds of them, and this is an amazing thing about medicine today too, Ken, because you can see everything. You go to the doctor every week. And they're fortunate because they're in the UCLA system because they work there, and it's an extraordinarily good system. I'm not much on conventional medicine, but I'll tell you what I know about the UCLA medical system. Excuse me, makes me pleased that they have access to it. So anyway, you look at these the ultrasounds of this baby as it grows, and the feet begin to develop, and then the hands, and the spinal cord, and the head, and you get, so you can actually see this transfer from a blob into something in the fetal position. And I'm looking at all of these pictures over the course of the 9 months, and then plop, out comes this little thing.
Does it, seeing this process as early as you did it change your concept of when life begins?
I've never really been able to deal with that. I'm anti-abortion anyway, and I pretty much have always been that way. But I don't think it's any of my business to tell somebody else what to do. Having said that, I think that, I don't want to get, this is not a political program. I think I've always thought that life was life is life. I mean, you put two cells together, that's life. An amoeba is life. And then, you know, it grows and creates something, and some people say, well, life begins with a heart. Start. You know, that's...
all of it is life.
You're never... I think it is, but you're never going to win the argument with some people, and
I wasn't trying to. I was just curious about your thing. I had a similar experience with my daughter that really changed my whole conception, because we were transfusing her at 19 weeks in the womb.
Yeah, I know. You had a problem with that. Yeah.
And she is, you wouldn't know it today.
No.
But so
beautiful kid.
At 19 weeks, we were giving transfusions in the womb.
Well, so, but the other side of it is, that's up to you. And this is easy for a couple of guys to say. We've never been pregnant and never will be pregnant. We don't know what it feels like. We can hear our wives, our girlfriends, our daughters
talk to us.
About you did?
No, I say that tongue in cheek, but it has been documented that guys can, in parallel with their wife.
I think men go through a cycle the same as women do every 28 days. The moon influences all of us. It comes out different. No, I'm not being facetious, but you would laugh because you're a scientist. I believe, you know I do, I believe in the astrological impact of the planets on our lives, and I can show you evidence of how it's worked in at least the lives that I am close to. That's not the point. The point here is that we will never understand what it feels like to have something like that growing inside of us, kicking us when it gets to be 7 or 8 months old, and then it comes out and you see this thing that it, and the way time is today is like a nanosecond. You get pregnant, you watch it, bingo, it's out, it's growing. My grandson now is healthy. I was just looking at my daughter's report. She texts me or emails me pretty much every day the latest report on what Miles is doing, this, that, the other, a few pictures. But the point is that there is so much there, and it's kind of complicated, but yet it isn't. The body is complicated, life is complicated in terms of how it really is. That, I mean, you look outside the window now, it's springtime, and you see, and I know I'm getting a little philosophical here, but I think it gives you appreciation of how your body works. I have just come around in the last couple of months to do a lot of head work and heart work and body work, and I've not had a bad diet over the years, and I haven't really abused my body, Ken will tell you that, but there's things going on in my body that I don't particularly like. And so rather than just let it go and sort of take a chance, I've decided I don't want to do that. I'm going to take every single step that I can to enjoy that which has been the fruits of the labor that I put in, or the fruits of what I've learned over my life. And I'm learning a lot more right now than I probably have at any time in my life about me, about my body, about life. And so the people who would say, I had this conversation with a guy yesterday, Ken, you'll appreciate this because you're a little younger than I am, but you don't have any plans to pull the plug and stop working. I'll bet that you haven't really even thought about it much. And so I'll add that to the mix here. This fellow is about my age. As a matter of fact, I'm sure he's my age. And he ran a very successful business, and he sold it, and he had got a lot of money. And he decided he wanted to do something else that was connected to the business. Didn't have to, but he knew he had to keep himself busy mentally and physically. Mm-hmm. And so he decided not to, quote-unquote, retire because he understood the ramifications of that mentally and physically. And so I say to men and women who have gotten themselves into the same age bracket that I'm at, if you're not doing something that you like, you ought to find something that you can like, because it will give you the energy, it'll give you the enthusiasm to go on and enjoy all the things. Why would you work hard and raise a family and then stop working and stop doing things with your body and your mind and then die? After all that work, it just goes up in smoke instead of having the ability to enjoy maybe what would be the best years of your life. I don't look my age. I don't act my age. I sure don't sound my age. I think age is a BS number, and I've said that for a long time. I believe it even more firmly now, because you can do things to grab a hold of yourself and I don't know whether you're fighting the odds. You can't fight it forever, because sooner or later, time's going to catch up to you. But why let it win the race, especially when you got a lot of miles left in the race? Does that make sense?
Absolutely. A lot of it is how you live your life, and you can be a lot younger than your stated age as long as you want.
It's nonsense. Ageism is also something. This is one of the other discussions that we had this week. This fellow and I were talking about ageism and how the prejudice, and I find it in my business. I'm in the radio business. I'm in the advertising business. And the prejudice aimed at selling products to people who are your age and my age is extraordinary. And yet, we're the people who have money. So why is it?
It is a crazy tradition.
It's counterintuitive.
Thinking that we can't change our buying habits once we're over 30.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
It's crazy.
And we all do.
And we do.
Yeah, of course we are. We're influenced by lots of different things. So anyway.
It sounds like your daughter's enjoying being a mom.
She is terrific. She's having great fun. I get emails from her in the middle of the night.
Is it more than you thought she would?
Yes. She is having more fun with it. She's more into it. She understands it, and they've made a decision to bring no one else except the family into raising the child. So they both are profs at UCLA. They've arranged their schedules. Mornings, one of them's home. Afternoons, the other one's home. My son, Brendan, oftentimes will go over and help them now. And I'll, when I go there, I'm going there, week after next for 3 or 4 days, and I'll work the system as much as I can, because he's, yeah, that's the kind of stuff that helps make the children healthy and happy. 51 after.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Hi, 53 after the hour now. You're listening to the Good Day Health Program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus with Doug Steffen. I practice without a license. He's got lots of them. And so maybe we make a good... I used the word intuitive before. I have common sense, at least in some areas anyway. And I think that has to do with my health and well-being. And so I use that experience in my own stuff. I'm not ever... Ken will tell you, and I ask him if he wants to use me as a guinea pig to explain a story. Help yourself. My body is a good tool for people to learn from or with. So that's something we talk what's going on in my. And after I see him in a couple of weeks, we'll spend some time talking about what's going on in my body, and hopefully that helps you to make decisions and understand what's going on in your body. What did you start to say?
Let me just say, there's a medical story out in the journals this week, and the bottom line is, this is a good bit of information for everybody, is the key to losing weight is you can't outrun a bad diet.
Nope.
And this study just shows that you have to put both together. If you eat a horrible diet, you can't compensate by a big exercise program.
So you'll be curious to know what I'm cooking. I have on the stove in my kitchen broccoli, carrots, onions, eggs, and salmon, all cooking together.
Wonderful. Perfect.
And I put a little seasoning in it to make it, I'm not saying palatable, but make it more in line with the sort of flavors of, that I like.
If you make it a passion, realizing how many calories you have to eat each day to keep your ideal body weight, and just use every single calorie you have to somehow make yourself healthier, it can become a passion and you can become creative at it, and it can work. It just takes some energy to create a healthy lifestyle and get down to ideal body weight, but it can be done.
All right, so let's deal with the outside as well as the inside. How is your hair? Is it waving goodbye? I always love to ask that question. A lot of men, when they get to be in their late 30s and 40s, they start losing their hair, and they wonder, what the heck's the problem? Somebody will tell them it's male pattern baldness. Somebody's trying to sell you transplants, hair pieces, whatever it is. And that may not be the best way to attack the problem. There's a simple, inexpensive way that works 9 times out of 10, and it involves using a product called Provia.
Hair is very important. I once read a study that the best way to predict who would win a presidential election in our country is the person who has the best hair.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have some wonderful news for you. Get ready for spring with a thicker, fuller head of hair. If your hair is still thinning and there's more hair on the brush than on your head, then you need to pick up the phone and give Provia a call. Provia is the first natural hair thinning treatment from Chamonix. It's been shown to work on the 3 main causes of hair thinning safely and without any harmful side effects. Results guaranteed or your money back. Here's Brian from Jupiter, Florida. He tells us Provia truly works miracles, easy to use, and the results are incredible. I feel like a brand new man with all this hair. Superb product, he says. And yes, Provia works for both men and women. It's even safe on color-treated hair. Just in time for Mother's Day. They order today and receive their powerful super concentrate for faster, more visible results absolutely free.
Yep. It is about getting results. Provia gets results. Men and women, colored or treated hair, say goodbye to the hairs that are blowing in the wind. Say hello to the hairs that are coming through the pores on your scalp, because your pores are cleaned out and the follicles can then grow. And there's an ingredient in Provia that helps make your hair feel thicker and fuller. So all those things wrapped into one. You can get them by dialing 800-543-5817. Do yourself a favor before you get out and exposed to the wonderful weather. Get your hair started growing back again. 800-543-5817. The bottom line here is you'll either get your hair back or you'll get your money back. That's the way it works. Order Provia now, risk-free, and get a free month supply with your order. Mention Dr. Ken. Nothing to lose and a whole lot of beautiful hair to gain. 800-543-5817. That's 800-543-5817. Quick story about children of depressed mothers and what they're at risk for, Ken.
Journal of Pediatrics. Mom, get that mental health well first before you get pregnant. Children are more likely to develop behavioral or emotional problems if their mothers are chronically depressed, even if symptoms are not severe.
All right. So it is with a whole lot of trepidation that you look at these things, because mothers oftentimes are not getting up in the morning, helping their children go out to school. The kids are eating the wrong things. They go nutty at school. School says, oh, we got to give them Prozac. Nah, you got to get a hold of yourself.
Take care of yourself first. It's right. Like when you're in the airplane and the oxygen mask comes down, put it on you first.
All right, take care of yourself first. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on the Good Day Health Program. I'm Doug Steffen.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemed.com. That's brightsidemed.com. Order today.